Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Head Boys Wrestling Coach, R.J. Brown. And R.J., thanks for spending some time with us as we kind of look back at the season that was for the Newton Wrestling team. You ended up wrapping up the season with four qualifiers at state. But before that, let's talk a little bit about the ebbs and flows of the year. How do you think it went?
Yeah, I thought we took a lot of good strides in our development and our improvement. Our top guys are really starting to feel like they can compete with some high-level guys. Our JV guys are progressing really well. We have a lot of inexperience that came into our group, but they definitely worked hard and got a lot better throughout the year. Everyone as a program did. And so that's always what we want to see, is just the progress and just getting better every time we practice or compete or whatnot. So just making the improvements is what we wanted to do, and we definitely did that.
What about the seniors that are leaving the program this year? Talk a little bit about them and what they've meant.
Yeah, we lose a couple, not too many starters in our lineup. A couple of those guys are first-year varsity guys that were able to jump into the lineup this year, and they wrestled really hard and competed. Caden was a state qualifier as a junior, fell short this year. Losing him is tough because he could put up points in a hurry and compete really well, so it's tough to lose those guys. And from a leadership perspective, we lose a couple guys that were the not vocal leaders, but they worked hard and were the example for other people, so we lose some of that, but definitely excited for the group that we got coming back next year too.
Yeah, I know Nick was your highest qualifier at the qualifying meet, placed second. Mm-hmm. So he'll definitely be back, and he's got a lot of room to grow, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he fell one spot short of placing at the state tournament, and he had a really tough draw. He had to wrestle the number 3 pound-for-pound wrestler in the country in the second round, and then he's got to wrestle the 5 seed in the blood round. So kind of a tough draw, and all of our guys at the state tournament had a tough draw. Several of them had to – two of them had to wrestle the 1 seed. Kent had to wrestle the 3 seed. So, he's definitely improved every year. He just works hard at everything he does, whether it's football, track, wrestling, it doesn't matter what it is. He wants to be the best at everything he does. I'm excited to see where he goes. And I think he can see that he can compete with the top guys in the state. And I know that'll just make him pretty excited.
Do you find that, the wrestlers you have that go out for more than one sport, do a little bit better or not really?
I mean, pretty much all my guys go out for multiple sports. So I don't have anyone that's just a wrestler, which is good. I encourage them to do more sports. I love when guys play football or cross country because you get a lot from that. You get the footwork from soccer and you get the speed and leg power from track. And, you get a lot of things from a lot of different sports. And so I love when they go out and do other things. Just as long as they're still training a little bit for wrestling in the off season. I love when they do other sports, and I love watching them be competitive in other sports and do good things there too.
We're talking to Newton Head Boys Wrestling Coach R.J. Brown in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. And want to mention too, before we wrap up the interview, the other qualifiers, Kent Montgomery, which you talked about, Lane Rosendahl and Abel Aldama, they had good years for you as well. And talk a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Kent had a great year. He was over 40 wins, only had 5 losses on the year. He, again, had a tough draw and where he landed. I think if he was in any other part of the bracket, he would have been a place winner. So, definitely a tough draw, but he wrestled well and had a great season, put up a lot of points and things like that. Lane really progressed into seeing that he can wrestle with high-level guys. He's always had the ability. But it's kind of a mental block for him. I think he just sees records and schools and kind of gets in his own head. But I think at the state tournament, he realized after wrestling the 1 seed and wrestled him pretty well in that first period, that he can compete, and he's just got to have the right mindset to do that. And Abel had a great year. He's only been wrestling for 2 years, and he made this state tournament. So this is his second and a half year. He came out halfway through his 8th grade year. And so he's just a hard worker, and he is relentless. And I think he saw the strides that he made and the improvement that he made in such a quick time. And I think he's really excited about wrestling now. I think he's going to put in a lot of work in this off season that is going to really amplify him. And again, we bring all these guys back next year, which is awesome. Three of them are sophomores, one junior. So, I mean, that's awesome getting those guys to have the state tournament experience, be able to lead for us next year and, you know, be the example of what it takes to get there. But I think they also, they took big improvements at the state tournament. It seemed like last year we were kind of just happy to be there. And this year we were there to go win matches and get on the podium. And that was the mindset. And, it was a nice mental shift and they wrestled like that. And, I think moving forward that the expectation is podium for those guys now. And I think they're going to work hard to make sure that they can do that.
The other teams that you wrestle against, are you going to kind of maybe go from, you know, being right there to maybe being the hunted now, you think, with bringing all these guys back?
I mean, we'll see. We're in a tough conference. So, I mean, you know, some of the schools in our conference, I know Indianola and Norwalk lose quite a few seniors, but they're a great program. Yeah. So they're going to bring someone tough to fill in that weight class anyways. DCG brings quite a bit back. So, I mean, within our conference, we're going to have tough competition anyways. But I know some of our guys expressed getting into some tougher tournaments next year. Okay. And I agree with them. I think that they've seen that they can compete with these guys and they want to go compete against higher level competition to prepare them much more for the state tournament.
Okay. What about you? Did you learn anything new as a coach this year?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always learning different techniques and things like that, but, just learning what works well for our guys. You know, we run a really disciplined program, almost military-esque type, just with several of our coaches having our military backgrounds. That's just how we run things, and we run a pretty tight ship, and it's a little it's a hard lifestyle to do, but it's definitely one that pays off. But also, I've learned that, you know, adding a little bit more fun in there, they kind of get a little bit of a break and do better mentally. So that's definitely something I learned. And yet, you know, there's always just small things that you think about every year that I can do that better, do this better. So, and every year I'm just trying to, you know, learn and get better as a coach. I'm never going to be perfect. So
aren't we all trying to learn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every little day.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, the kids, you know, they have success here at the end of the season. They see that type of thing pays off. So.
Yeah. And some of our, you know, I sent out a survey to our guys and looking at some of those, they, a lot of the guys appreciated, you know, us staying on top of them and holding them accountable on a lot of things. Even small little things can be annoying to keep accountable. But I think they see the value in it now. And so that's a great thing. And I hope that they can just start holding each other accountable too. I think that holds a lot more value than, you know, coaches getting on them for small little things. So.
True. All right. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you all season and looking forward to seeing what you guys can do on the mat next year.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
RJ Brown, the head coach of the boys wrestling team at Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Ivy.